Beginning in the mid-1960s and extending for at least another decade, Laurel Canyon in Southern California was a haven for folk rock, country rock, and what's come to be known as classic rock. The neighborhood in the Hollywood Hills saw contributions by and collaborations with artists like Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, Frank Zappa, and Don Henley, among many others. On Saturday night at the Hyatt Gainey Ranch in Scottsdale, Brian Chartrand, along with two other singers and a band, will be performing the show live from Laurel Canyon. It's a mix of music and storytelling. And we talked with Brian Chartrand about the show. Brian, what time period do you cover and which groups?
The show specifically looks at the time between 1965 and 1975. And for our purposes, the show starts with the Mamas and the Papas, California Dreamin'. And I kind of felt that that was a great way to kind of introduce this concept of this longing for California. And really, in effect, it was kind of like this siren call, because shortly after that, songwriters from all over the country in Canada started coming to LA to see what was happening, see the music that was being created. Folk rock, this genre, this brand new genre that was combining, you know, elements of folk and elements of bands like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, the Brit Invasion, that look and attitude and that instrumentation and mashing it together to form this brand new thing that was just super successful, immediately successful. And kind of follows the story to David Crosby and the Byrds, and then Stephen Stills and Buffalo Springfield. And the whole point of the show is to show the line between all these people.
So what kind of stories do you tell in the course of the performance?
I do kind of, from time to time, give a general sense of what was happening. And I think that that's important to put it all into context again. But the kind of the meat of the story are these individual stories about, say, you know, how Stephen Stills, once he heard the Byrds, he moved to L.A. without a record deal, found a manager, and was driving down Sunset and noticed a hearse going in the opposite direction with Ontario license plate. And he said, this has got to be my buddy Neil. So they whipped the car around. Sure enough, it was Neil Young, who had also just moved, you know, from Canada to L.A. It's kind of for the same reasons as Stephen. And Buffalo Springfield is born, you know. So you have these moments of serendipity that are kind of indicative of the canyon and that life and that community. Once David Crosby, made a little money, he bought a green Porsche, but he put a VW engine in it, like a complete kind of contradiction, you know, but kind of classic Crosby in that sense. And the line goes from basically Mama Cass to Don Henley and the Eagles. So there's a thread there, and that's what really inspired me.
Based on the songs you've picked for the playlist for this performance, is there a feeling these songs almost had to be written in California? Was there a certain thing, as you look at the line, even as some of the music evolved and changed?
For sure. I mean, the irony is the vast majority of these songwriters were not Californians, right? So they're all transplants. But I think it was a combination of things. I mean, I think it was that camaraderie. I think it was the newness of the genre of you know, being able to mash up these different genres and see what works. And I think L.A., you know, it wasn't happening in New York, that's for sure, because you had, you know, these songwriting institutions that were churning out these pop hits. There wasn't a lot of wiggle room. But now L.A. was like the Wild West, and the industry wasn't even really based there. So you had all these genres being mashed up. I think the Canyon and L.A. and the Sunset Strip, they all kind of work together to create this environment of experimentation.
Was there a feeling that, okay, this song by the Doors really followed this other song really well? And did you decide based on, you know, what song you would choose, did it have to really fit well in, not just based on it came after this on a timeline, but it really fits well musically?
After doing the research, some particular songs were continuously pointed out. California Dreamin', for example, I knew had to be the first song. That sets the stage. But I also wanted to give a sense of the chronological order of it, because I think that tells a story too and how songs evolved. So it was a combination of the popularity of the tune, how it fit kind of chronologically, and trying to provide contrast. Like, I mean, let's be honest, any Doors song that you pick will be vastly different from the Buffalo Springfield song that you pick.
Yeah. Do you have a couple of favorites? I'm sure you like all of them, but a couple that really, and in the show, really come out really stronger, you think?
I guess the songs that I'm most proud of are the songs where we kind of reinterpret. Kip Fox is one of the singers. and he does a great version. He did a kind of a new version of These Days and Doctor My Eyes, some great Jackson Browne tunes, but in a different way. When we do Light My Fire by The Doors, we don't do it the way The Doors did it. We do a version more similar to Jose Feliciano.
Know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire.
We feel like we have some artistic liberties, and we use them when we can. And I love the fact that the show starts with California Dreamin' and ends with Hotel California. Those make perfect sense as bookends to the show. And then, you know, kind of anything in between. I'm a huge James Taylor fan, so sometimes we'll do Fire and Rain, sometimes we'll do Sweet Baby James, and we're doing a new Joni tune, which we've never done before. So I love the fact that there is some wiggle room, but some of those tunes I feel like have to be there.
Brian Chartrand and his bandmates will be performing the show live from Laurel Canyon, the songs and stories of American folk rock, tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Hyatt Gainey Ranch in Scottsdale.